Today is Tuesday, the 29th of October, in the 30th week of Ordinary Time.
To what shall we compare kingdom of Jesus? Not a seed. It's small, it's sown, it's tended and grown, and it's sturdy in you and me. Its branches never break, and its fruit never withers. His kingdom is not of this world or of any kingdom whose ruler's face is on a penny. He comes to make all things bright and put a new wine in us. He's chosen the small things to outlast the great, the meek and the merciful to shine through the hate. Though it seems some days that hell and its gates are prevailing, oh, say, can you see the kingdom within us? It's the kingdom of Jesus.
John Guerra and Sandra McCracken with The Porter's Gate sing The Kingdom of Jesus.
To what shall we compare the spirit of the hour, if not a sword? It frees us, unites us, enslaves and divides us in violence. Help us, Lord. His kingdom is not of this world or of any kingdom whose ruler's face is on a penny. He comes to make all things bright, put a new wine in us. He's chosen the small things to outlast the great, the meek and the merciful to shine through the hate. Though it seems some days that hell and its gates are prevailing, oh, say, can't you see we have one allegiance? It's to the kingdom of Jesus. He who is in us is great.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
Jesus said, therefore, "What is the kingdom of God like, and to what should I compare it? It is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in the garden. It grew and became a tree, and the birds of the air made nests in its branches." And again he said, "For what should I compare the kingdom of God? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened."
In today's reading, Jesus gives us two pictures of what the kingdom of God is like. As you consider the tiny mustard seed, with all its potential, you are invited to reflect on your own place within the kingdom. Can you remember your first seed of understanding of faith and your response to God? Now imagine that you watch how the small seed of faith grows. Can you see this as the kingdom of God growing within you? Reflect on any seeds of faith you might have sown, perhaps in a short time or over many years, or perhaps how many birds have come to nest in your branches. As you listen to the reading again, reflect on how you experience the kingdom of God as it grows through you and around you.
Jesus said, therefore, "What is the kingdom of God like, and to what should I compare it? It is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in the garden. It grew and became a tree, and the birds of the air made nests in its branches." And again he said, "For what should I compare the kingdom of God? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened."
As this time of prayer comes to a close, place yourself into the hands of God as He enables your faith to expand and grow within you. You might like to also pray for others around you to grow in their own faith. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.